The Christmas season is about family, friends and fellowship. It's also about food, from grand feasts of turkey and stuffing to boundless snacks stretching our belts. In the spirit of the holidays, the Tri-City News recently asked some of the people you read about to share their favorite must-try recipes. This is my Maltese, late Grandma Rose's famous stuffing recipe. My whole family's highly sought-after and favorite part of Christmas and Thanksgiving dinner. My grandma always cooked with British ingredients as that's where my grandpa Jed was from, England. Paxo stuffing mix can be hard to find here in BC, but I've found it in the stuffing ball form at Save on Foods in the international sections. You can also find it in some of the British stores around the Lower Mainland. Paxo sage and onion stuffing has been at the heart of British Isles meals for 100 years, which I guess is why it made its way to Canada as it was so popular. Now, I never got the exact measurements of this recipe, even though when I was a kid she'd always get me to help her in the kitchen when she made it. Boy, do I wish I paid more attention. My auntie was able to at least get me the ingredients, luckily. So, I freestyle with the measurements and it always turns out great and is always a hit. I've carried on this family favorite tradition and make this dish anytime we have an excuse to. Ingredients. Recipe can be adjusted for preferred measurements. Paxo stuffing mix, secret ingredient. Sliced day-old bread. Tube of pork sausage. Onions. Celery. Mushrooms. Butter. Cooking spray. Salt and pepper. Directions. Fry up the pork sausage, and sauté the onions, celery, and mushrooms with butter. Make the Paxo stuffing mix in a separate bowl following the directions on the package. Mix everything together and add plenty of salt and pepper. Bake in a sprayed or buttered, shallow baking dish until golden brown. Chef's note. I've always done fun renditions of this recipe, like stuffing the stuffing in Pillsbury croissant dough, stuffing it in Malta's famous pastitsis that I learned to make from scratch, since I can't get them in BC, or even filling the stuffing in a muffin tray to get cute individual serving sizes. Aaron Scarlett and Mike Arboyd are the founders and co-owners of the Fountainhead Network co-working and media space in Port Coquitlam.